episode 27 of this audio boo, of which I have no name yet. Actually, that's not true. I do have a name. I just haven't given it to it yet. So you're just going to have to stick with this. All right. Jackie, 27-year-old guy living in not-so-central Maryland. I'm going to talk a little deep today, except for not so deep. I'm not a political, and that's why I'm talking so fast. I'm not a political person. I really am, in fact, apolitical. I don't give a fuck. I am not registered. I don't care. I don't care one way or the other, because I really feel that the government is going to do what it's going to do. And that's not like a conspiracy theory thing. I'm just saying, even if I vote, it doesn't matter, because one vote doesn't matter, and it doesn't. And sometimes majority vote doesn't matter, as we've seen in past elections. Because, you know, as far as American presidency goes, majority popular vote does not matter, period. So no discussion there, no arguments, no debates. So I know nothing about this. And, you know, when I say I'm apolitical, I don't complain either. Because it's going to happen. If something's going to happen, it's going to happen. I'm not afraid of my liberties being taken away, because I live in America, the best fucking country in the world. And you know, that sounds really cocky and you know, braggadocious, but I live in America. I have no worries of my liberties being taken away. And if you're one of these fucking internet kids who's like, oh my god, net neutrality, what are they going to take away next? Freedom of press? If you live in America, shut the fuck up. You're fine, all right? So, I know nothing about this WikiLeaks thing. All I know is that the guy behind it, who I don't know his name, Julian Assange, I don't know. A, he's ugly as fuck. He's creepy looking as fuck, too. But two, I don't know anything about this. All I know is that, from what I have read, he sounds like a fucking terrorist. Like, he hosts this website that, lets out confidential information from just everywhere, government and the big companies and shit like that, just because he feels that everybody in the world is should be privy to this information. Now, I'm not completely against him in that belief, but I do believe that if you fuck with the government, or any government, or multiple international governments, you're a fucking terrorist, and you should be put to death, or at least, very least, be imprisoned. And now this motherfucker is saying, look, if you arrest me, I have the safe box of all this other information I'm going to let go, and it's really fucking embarrassing, world. Well, I'm glad that I think it's the British have arrested him, and they're not letting him out because they think that he's going to flee the country, which he probably will, because he's also a rapist, which has nothing to do with it, but which goes along with his creepiness, because just look the dude up. He's a creepy looking dude. So I don't get it. I don't really know what's up. If anybody can explain it to me, TwinkieBeyond.com or Twitter.com/TwinkieBeyond. Hit me up. Let me know what's up with this whole WikiLeaks thing. But I do know from what I've read, it sounds like he's just putting a lot of countries up for hostage, and or just telling people like secrets, you know, confidential shit. Which, it's confidential for a reason. Now, if he's looking for transparency in government, fine, whatever. I don't know. I don't believe that everything should be transparent. I'm not a libertarian by any stretch. I don't believe that the government owes us anything. I don't believe any government owes anybody anything. And I think our duties as people is to shut the fuck up and, you know, just basically let everything happen to us. Because, well, one, I'm a defeatist. And two, there's nothing we can do about it. There's nothing we can do about it. What this guy is doing is not going to help anything. It's not the right way to go about doing it. If you feel that anything should be done at all. I don't know. In other news, there have been two big fires in Baltimore within 17 hours, both 5-alarm fires, which I believe is the highest count of alarm. I don't know what that means. Well, the first one was to a strip club on the block, which is Baltimore Street in Baltimore, which is like two blocks away from the harbor, which is the tourist area, right down the street from City Hall. It burned the fuck up, so you had strippers running around outside, butt-ass naked in the, you know, 30-degree weather, trying to run away from fires. That fucking makes me laugh. It's hilarious. I don't know where the hobos and the fucking coke addicts are gonna hang out now since the block is blocked off. Just wanted to throw that out there. I think it's hilarious. Look it up, The Block, Baltimore. Twitter.com/TwinkieBeyond, audioboo.fm/TwinkieBeyond. Suck it.